We looked at a situation in Luke chapter 17. Can we go there now? And I'll read it from verse 11. Luke 17. And listen, it will help you. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. That's Jesus Christ. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Lepers. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, that is why I love this Jesus. Anyone that call upon him, he answers. And when he saw them, he said unto them, immediately, they are lepers now. They stood far, because lepers are not supposed to be found among other people. They lived in isolation. Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, this is where I am going. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Notice verse 19. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Listen, if you are hearing this for the first time, listen very well, it may help you. What I catch from there is this. Listen to the story again. 10 lepers came for prayers. The prophet gave them prophecy. At the time that Jesus spoke, go show yourself to the priests, they were still lepers, correct? Correct? They were still lepers. Their mind may be that it's when we reach the priest there, the priest will give us holy water. Something will happen. And then we'll be healed. And that is what happens when you come to church like this. Pronouncements are made. Hallelujah. Pronouncements are made. Prophecies are given to you. And you live with the expectation. But how it will happen, we usually do not know how it will happen. Praise the Lord. Take seriously pronouncements, blessings, words of blessings that come out from a pulpit you believe in. If you believe me to have a call of God upon me, then whatever I tell you to do, please do it. But it's not just in doing it. These lepers left and they were on their way. Suddenly, before they reached the priest. Of course, the priests will not allow them to come near. Already, they did not like Jesus anyway. So for you to say Jesus told you to come, you are breaking a Jewish law of bringing lepers among people. So Jesus knew that before they reached that, they will be healed. But he was also going to use it to teach us a principle. And suddenly the 10 of them discovered leprosy left. And they, only God knows the excitement that come from it. They forgot who healed them. Only one came back. And Jesus Christ spoke. Were there not 10 that were healed? Why is it that only one, even this stranger is the one that came? You know why it's a stranger? Because it's a Samaritan. Samaritans and the Jews don't agree. And he made that statement. Go, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, the question is, was he not healed before? He was healed, and that's why he came to give thanksgiving. I'm telling you the importance of thanksgiving, appreciation. From that story, I get to know that any blessing you receive after your prayer, any healing, any deliverance you receive, any testimony you receive after your prayer is momentary. It will never be permanent until you come back and show your thanksgiving to God. I repeat, I follow that principle. I've meditated on that thing seriously and several times. Any deliverance you receive is temporary, is momentary, until you come back to God and show appreciation, testify, give Him glory for it. Give Him thanks, give Him glory, give your testimony. Appreciate Him. Thank Him for it. So many people jump from church to church, church to church, church to church. I have heard where a particular church, so much healing and deliverance takes place, and I was watching the man of God, explaining why after some time that same sickness will come back again. And I was wishing I can meet that man of God and teach him what I am saying now. Because he was busy telling them it's because they don't have faith. So because you don't have faith, so therefore the thing come back. You must have faith. You must have faith. The faith that Jesus Christ was speaking there, what did he say? He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Which faith did that leper that came to him, which faith did he exhibit? Was it faith? He came with thanksgiving. Faith there is revelation. The revelation you have, and you acted on it. The revelation of the power of thanksgiving has made thee whole. Even human beings, like I stressed on Thursday, even human beings, no matter how generous anybody is, if he help you and he discover that you don't show appreciation in whatever form, you only remember him when you have another problem. It's more than spare tire, brother. It's when you have problem, then you are remembering Brother Assembly. Then you are remembering the prophet. Then you are remembering the pastor. Then you are remembering your uncle. Then you are remembering your friend. All this why? The last time he helped you, did you go back to show appreciation to him? Anywhere you go and you receive a help and you refuse to go back and show appreciation, you have just blocked that road. the access to that place is blocked. Amen. Listen, it's wisdom for living. It's the same wisdom to walk with God. That is the problem of most of us. Ingratitude. You think it is with your brain that you got that assistance from, that you got that help from. You think it is because you fasted so much, that is why you received a miracle. You think it's because you pray so much, that's why you receive answer. No. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you do that, you are looking for trouble. And you know what? God knows every one of us. Jesus Christ was waiting. He knew they were going. Before long, something will happen. He waited there. He knew what will happen. Did he know? It's God. Did he know? He knew. He sat down. He was not taken by surprise. And God knows every one of us. Do you know what? I discovered that those who will come and receive blessing only once from God and go, God, who knows them? Immediately they come, jam! You don't give them. So they will come up on inside. Now waiting in the van be that. You don't go ever see them for church again. Make it a go. Before you are jam, they don't give you finish. It's waiting again for you to come back. Then this time now, when you come, you are the type. Why is it that the first time you came here, the first time you presented that problem before God, ta-ta-ta, he answered. You are coming back again now. You jam and we try fasting. You jump from office to office. The problem is that they look you. Why? It's because you owe God. What do you owe him? Gratitude. The least you can do is to come, and even if you are crowd shy, you cannot stand before crowd, you can write it. You can write it for it to be read. The least you can do is to stand up, touch, give praise to God. I was single. I pray to God. They say, I'm not going to marry. Hey. Nahim. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now I come to Brand Assembly. Before I know what, within 1 week, the man came. We did our wedding, introduction, traditional marriage. All within 1 week, I am. Can I see my belly? I don't get belly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the least you can do. The purpose, listen, in John chapter 6, he fed 5,000. With 5 loaves, right? The next day, crowd came back again. They look for I know they here. They look for I know they here. Master, where are you there when they jam up? Well, they look for you. And he made a statement. You seek me. Not because of the miracle you saw, but because of the bread that you ate. Because if it is because of the miracle you are seeking me, hallelujah, your attitude will be different from what I am seeing. You are hungry. Yesterday everybody ate. You are hungry again today. That's why you are looking for me, so that you will eat free bread like yesterday. Who told you that he is a baker? A baker, they sell bread. Who told you his ministry is to multiply bread and feed thousands of people? It was a sign for you to begin to question, who is this man? So that you will know who he is and give your life to him. Every miracle you receive from God places a demand. Hallelujah. Every miracle that a child of God, any man, any human being receives, it places a demand. It's supposed to be evidence to you of the reality of God. It's not supposed to be a hospital, a miracle address for you. Anytime you have any problem, you know, they are our evangelists. When they go anywhere, they will just say, come, what did happen? Up to now, you never marry. You better go bride. You just go bride there. You go marry. Why you talk so? I know how many people I send to go there now. All of them don't marry. That's all they know. Church, if you want your testimony to be permanent, including that marriage, including your business, that breakthrough you have, that healing you receive, if you want it to be permanent, you must come back to that God that healed you and give your testimony. It's a revelation that makes us whole. Praise the Lord. Remember that the just shall live by faith. Know how to walk with God. God is not a human being. Not too many people catch the revelation of thanksgiving. Amen. When it's time to worship God, let's praise God for His goodness. Let's praise God for His mercies. And you know, during the week, you traveled. You saw how many accidents on the way. But the accident didn't come near you. You think it's because you pray too much, Abby? When you don't understand mercy, you will never understand thanksgiving. I repeat, when you don't understand the mercy of God, understanding mercy helps a lot a man in walking with God. Number one, it takes away pride. It humbles you. When, you know, go to the hospital, go to emergency stations, go about, you see dead bodies on the road. I was looking at the pictures of that massacre in Kwara State. And I was seeing, I said, why will somebody just come and kill all these people? Why do they do that? Including those who are not in the bank. Anybody in the neighborhood, they were spraying their bullets and killing people. What happened in Festac? Because far away, because the woman was looking through her window and they were robbing the van, they just faced there. One bullet entered her, she was dead in her house there. Will you say you pray better than them? That's why you never die, Abby. Praise the Lord. Psalm 92. Let's read one verse there. Psalm number 92. Let me read from verses 1 to 6. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Tell your neighbor, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Tell him. Say it again. Say it again. Tell another neighbor. Another neighbor. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth You see what he's thanking him for? To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. In the morning, because he saw us all through the night. And in the night, praise the Lord, because he saw us all through the day. Don't go and lie down. Say, hey, blood of Jesus. Yeah. Any witch will come here. Holy Ghost fire. Where my anointing oil? Pour for my bed. Pour for my head. Pour for my leg. I am untouchable. Stop that. Amen. You see, people come here and they will come here and they dance. You see the two groups of people. You will see some people will dance to the altar and drop an offering. Did the preacher say bring offering? It's between them and God. They are showing their gratitude to God. Only them know why they are doing that. Hallelujah. You escape from accident. You don't have to appreciate God. That sickness that you think saying a Panadol heal you, that same sickness has killed somebody. So it's not Panadol that heal you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not. Upon an instrument of 10 strings. Everybody has it. If you have it, use it now. Let me see. Thank you. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, see why he's doing that? For thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy work. Now only him know what is testifying, which work God did for him. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. And he added, a brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. If you go to verse 12, he says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. You know why? It's because they are always showing appreciation to God. Therefore, they will flourish like the palm tree. That does not know drought, does not know Harmattan, does not know rainy season. Every time his leaves are green. Prosperity. Always prosperity. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. That's why it is good. It's a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Because there are benefits. Psalm 67, verse 5. This is the way the psalmist put it. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. When they do that, something will happen. What will happen? Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. When you praise him, and nobody praise him for nothing, you always praise him for something. There's something that's making you praise him. There's something that makes you praise him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the reason why God described David as a man after God's own heart. He wrote most of the Psalms of praise from his experiences. All those Psalms, most of them, David wrote them. Amen. That's the reason why, if you notice, a true gifted musician, a truly gifted singer or musician, notice something around such people, they are always happy people. Whether they have money or not. You know what? The gift they have is the first gift that God gave in creation. He created the angels for the sole purpose of worshiping Him. And He created Lucifer, that the Bible described that pipe and organ was in him. He was the choir master, the song leader, the musician in heaven, for the sole purpose of worshiping God, praising Him. For that is God's own food. When you refuse to come and show appreciation to God, you are starving God of His food. He will get back to you. He will also starve you of your testimony. Your faith has made thee whole. Go. Your faith has made thee whole. If you go to any prayer program anywhere and you want God to bless you, thank Him for the one He has done. That's what, in case you are coming to this church, you see some people come to the altar, that is the revelation behind it. We encourage people to thank God, even according to Proverbs chapter 3. It says, in all thy ways, in all thy ways. Verse 6, can we read it? Hallelujah. In all thy ways, what should you do? Acknowledge Him, acknowledge Him. And when you do that, what will He do? He shall direct your paths. What does it mean to acknowledge Him? Part of it is thanksgiving. Always look that you are alive, that you are alive now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That you are alive now is a testimony. Therefore, when you come before God's presence in worship like this, thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. You see, this oxygen we are breathing. Hallelujah. Earlier in the day, I had cause to rush to the hospital to see a sister that was passing away. And by the time I got to the hospital, they had put oxygen. What is the oxygen something on her? And what came to my mind is, when this sister comes back to life, I hope she will be thanking God for the free oxygen we breathe every day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Of course, before I left that place, the oxygen was removed. Now, but listen, it's to the glory of God. But listen, what I remember it is, as I saw that oxygen there, I said, that was what came to my mind. I hope when this sister come back to life, they tell her that you were on oxygen, artificial one, you will now appreciate the one God gives us freely. How many of us here have ever said, Father, thank you for the air I breathe? Very rare. Very rare. Very rare. How many of you thank God for the food that you ate? You know why you have to thank God for the food you ate? There are people that have food to eat, no appetite. Eh? No appetite. Some are fed through one machine or the other. Once the food finish, like where we come from in the East, it's after you finish eating, then you remember, thanks sir, thanks man, thanks sir, houseboy, thanks sir, housegirl, thanks sir, my wife, thanks man, thanks sir, thanks sir, thanks sir. But you don't thank before you eat. It's understandable. Maybe it's hunger. At least those of us from the East would thank God. There are others no thank anything. Even the woman when preparing the man, no go thank the wife that prepared the food. That's why if you get some bad women like this, it affects them. Oh, sister, I'm coming. It affects them. Oh, if your wife prepares food for you and you finish eating and you don't appreciate the food, if she no talk, inside her she dey grumble. If she spends so much time and effort in preparing that food, waiting for you to come, don't you notice when you are eating, she will sit by the side? She's waiting to see your reaction. Then you finish eating. Then when they finish, you say, "Now, how much will that change?" Wait a minute. I'm telling you, learn to be appreciative. When that woman cooks food for you, all of you that are married, you know what I'm saying now? If that evening she cleared the plate, instead of asking, thanking her, you are asking for the balance of the change. When she knows, she even had her money on top. That evening, you know now, she will sleep with boxers. She will sleep and back the wall. Put 4 pillows between you and her. Anyway, that's when the day, that's when you will know it's good to appreciate. And tomorrow, the food will change. Now, what did this say? That's your money, give me rich. Because you didn't show gratitude. Stop it. She's not a slave. Learn to have a spirit of gratitude, a heart of gratitude. Show gratitude. When your driver drives you, Philip, there are some of you. Your driver, they drive you like this, you go slap off your back. You know they see towers. Okay, sorry, sir. You do them again if you get these bad drivers. You go drive you from midnight, return my library back there. Say, okay, the motor no green start. Show gratitude. I'm talking about gratitude. Don't take that before God if you must testify. See, this year will end better than last year ended for somebody in the name of Jesus. I repeat, this year shall end better than last year in the name of Jesus. I'm prophesying now. If you can receive it, you don't even have to stand up before receiving it. This year shall end better than last year ended for somebody here in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Finally, let me make this statement. Listen. When we say give thanks to God and say appreciate God, I didn't say you should come and be dancing. Dancing is not praising God. I've explained that here before. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Let's give Him praise. Then they are getting ready for aerobics. They say, now dance. You dance to express your joy. Dancing is an expression of joy. An expression of joy is not worship. It has nothing to do with God, because it is just a fallout of the blessing that God has given you. You are rejoicing. And that you are rejoicing has nothing to do with God. It does not affect God in any way, other than the fact that, of course, He is happy that His child is happy. So when you come and you even go and practice dance steps, and you are waiting to come to prayer assembly, and you rush to the front seats, and then you begin to display the various styles you have acquired, and you actually believe you are worshiping God. You are not worshiping God, you are expressing your joy, and only you know the thing where they make you happy. I am not against you expressing your joy. When we come together like this, express your joy if you are happy. But I'm talking about showing gratitude to God. One of it is your testimony. Another one is something, it's an offering to God. An offering you give unto the Lord because of what He has done. And the third one, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is that that testimony gets you closer to Him. Your Christian life becomes better. If you're not able to achieve this, you are dancing in vain. And that is the reason why some of us get into the spirit because of what we heard. The words, the lyrics of that song. Some people, it's the beating that is getting them in the spirit. Those of us that have a worshiping spirit, when an attribute of God is expressed, and that attribute, I have benefited from it, anointing will carry me. That is worship. If it's described as the mighty healer. Did you notice a song that was sung and Brother Cosmos Maduka heard it for the first time he visited us here? Knowing his background, he didn't go to school. He didn't go anywhere. He trained himself. He started his business with 200 naira. And today, he has chains of businesses. Today, he is counted among the billionaires. He didn't go to school, but he has about 3 doctorate degrees that were given to him. The best business school in the whole world, Harvard School of Business. He has gone there, he has presented papers there. And him like this. And then he came here to share his testimony. After he shared the testimony, the musician sang, "He takes a beggar and makes him a king." Immediately that song sang. Those of you who are here, anointing carry him. The anointing hit him. And he was screaming, "Yes, Lord, that is my testimony." That's worship. That is worship. That's worship. When an attribute of God that you have confirmed, He has fought a battle for you before, and they are singing song, "He's the mighty one in battle." Nobody will tell you to react. You will react because you remember He has fought a battle for you. That's worship. That's worship. That is worship. The worship I love best is when only me, I'm in my room. Oh, if you can peep somewhere and see me when I'm worshiping Him. Oh my. I begin to go back to when I was born. I go back to the history of my life. And I tell Him at every junction, I notice Him in my life. And the most exciting aspect is that when I didn't know Him, He knew me. And how He intervened at so time. Intervened at so time. And I didn't know Him. And when I finish, I will say, "Can you see, Lord, I have every reason to continue to serve You. This is the reason, Lord, I will continue to worship You, to serve You. Wherever You lead me, I will follow. You've done too much for me in my life. See where I am. I'm all my Father's children. Even today," that was my prayer. Earlier in the day, I said, "Among my Father's children, you picked me. Among my tribe, you picked me. Among my colleagues in the military, you picked me. Who am I? Why are you so interested in me like this? I was praying in the daytime, and then I noticed, I was trying to mention his attributes. You are omniscient, that you know all things. I say your wonders I cannot understand. That 6 billion people, 6 billion human beings on earth, and yet, if any one of them call your name, you will be there. I say, what mighty this God is. I say, imagine me, I am here now. I am calling upon you, see your presence here. That is worship. Not too many people know how to worship God. Hallelujah. And I finished that type of prayer. Acknowledge who he is. Then they are calling me, there's an emergency. I go in that glory. I have already acquired the power. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want God to always be by you, then cultivate the spirit of worship and thanksgiving. It will save you unnecessary dry fasting. It will save you unnecessary going to mountain, mosquito chop you their tire, cold, rain beat you their tire. Grace. Hallelujah. The songwriter assures us, because you didn't do anything to deserve salvation. While we were yet sinners. Oh, glory be to God. While we were yet sinners. And every one of us must have this testimony. I'm talking of those born again. Gone from my heart, the world and all its charms. How
to the Lord I'm saved from
all alarms. Down at the cross, my heart is bending low. The precious blood of Jesus washes white. Say it! Hallelujah!
I love him.
Say it!
I love him.
Oh,
because he first loved me and purchased my salvation.
He first loved me.
Do you love him? I love him.
Do you love him?
I love him.
Oh,
because he first loves me and purchased my salvation.
Say it again if you love him. Say it if you love him.
Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. Because he first loves me and purchased my salvation.
Hallelujah. Somebody here, you catch that revelation, you will live here today better than you came, in the name of Jesus. I say it again. If you catch this revelation I'm trying to share from today, amen. Whatever testimony you have, nothing will change it. I say nothing will change it. Deliverance is only once. Deliverance is only once. Claim it. But there's a principle to remain delivered. Show appreciation. Show appreciation for the goodness of the Lord. Thank him for the one for yesterday. He will gladly do another one again today. Oh, glory be to God. Thank him for the testimony he gave you yesterday. Then you'll be entitled to the one for today. Can you stand up? Hallelujah.